The Drive with Rob and Roz, Jacaranda FM.
It is 10 past 5. It is Friday. The whole week we've been somehow roped into a conversation about leftovers. Firstly, Rosie was outraged that I eat pizza cold out of the fridge.
Makes sense.
Then we had a whole conversation about what is the best leftover ever. Then that went onto the Facebook page. Then the votes came in.
Yeah. It's amazing how one little thing, a little brokkie inligting wat jy vir my gegee het, nou 'n hele week se ding geword.
Throwaway comments. And here we are. So what happened is yesterday, we went through all of your messages. We took your advice on what are the greatest leftovers ever. We went and got all three of them. And then yesterday we put them in the fridge. Jy by die werk.
Yeah.
I checked when I got into work today. They were all still there. I think it's because I put a rude note on top.
Yeah. Do not touch property of the drive with Rob and Roz.
Precies.
Jy moet dit soms so doen.
Gotta be done. So, what we're going to do is we are going to try all three. We've got a scorecard that producer Wayne has created. There is a taste / flavor category we're going to score out of 10.
Mm-hmm.
There is a texture, which is a big one, score out of 10. And then there's a craveability score out of 10. So when you wake up in the morning and you remember this is in the fridge, how long can you hold off going before you start chowing?
Yeah. Bissless. I like these categories very, very much.
What have we got to taste, Rosie?
So we've got pizza. We have got some curry. And we've got leftover braai.
Leftover. I don't even know who braai'd this. It just appeared yesterday.
Did Mark yourself need to braai these?
Who cares?
Net luck.
It was cooked on a fire once it's in.
Imagine
so,
this is your job.
Coming up next, we will crown the definitive king of leftovers from your suggestions. Is it curry? Is it pizza? Is it braai? Ons eet volgende.
We are nothing if not here to test out scientific theories that are important to the survival of the human race. Hierdie week sin het gekom na 'n gesprek wat ons gehad het oor leftovers. We were speaking about you eat your leftovers hot or cold. And then it came down to the culmination of the thing wat ons nou vandag gaan doen. Which leftover is the favorite?
How's it, Robin Ross? Love your guys' show. Just heard that Rob loves eating cold pizza out of the fridge. Yeah, man. There's a microwave for a reason. Better yet, air fryer. That's the magic. Don't eat pizza cold. You're better than that. Enjoy the weekend, guys.
You're better than that.
He wants better for you.
I'm not better than that. Is all of my stuff cold? I think so.
Yes.
Het jou goed warm geworden?
Ja, ik kan het toch voelen.
How did you warm up your leftovers?
Of course, Rob. I'm going to do it like I would do it at home.
Joe, are you having cold or hot?
I'm having cold pizza. And can I tell you why I say pizza is the only thing that's acceptable cold?
Yeah.
Because obviously it's also about the night before when you bought it. Because it's normally at night. And then if you put a bit of basil on and put an avo on, you can't warm those things up in the microwave. You can have the pizza cold.
You see, I like
this.
There we
go.
Okay, so we've got our scorecards in front of us from producer Wayne. Taste and flavor out of 10. Texture out of 10.
Mm-hmm.
Craveability.
Mm. Yes, so as you know, slaap and you think, oh, ons het gisteraand braai gehad. There's braai in my ijskas. How badly do you want to wake up in the next morning to have that braai in the ijskas?
So, cold pizza is the first test.
Yeah.
How's your warm pizza?
Because
I won't lie, producer Wayne has done us dirty here.
What?
Mm-hmm. You got a margarita. My margarita cold leftover is the least exciting thing in the world.
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
Leftover pizza is all about the toppings. If there are no toppings, I don't know. This is scoring low for me, actually.
Very. I'm surprised.
And I was shouting out about cold pizza the whole week. I don't think this is the one.
I don't think it's that bad, though. Because I was expecting this, cold pizza kind of taste because...
Yeah.
But like you said, it does need the toppings, though. It does need a bit of bacon or a bit of like...
It needs something.
A chorizo, man. Something.
Cold margarita, we're ruling out. I'm sorry. Cold margarita is not the one. Curry is next. I don't know what kind of curry this is and I don't know how hot it is.
Looks like a batter chicken.
Well, yours is not hot. It's cold.
It is cold. It's a Rogan Josh.
Oh, is it?
It's a lamb Rogan Josh and it's delicious.
Oh!
I wouldn't order a Rogan Josh at a curry place. I'm a korma girl.
Roz is so...
Basic.
That's not even curry, bro.
Korma is curry.
It's not.
Stop it.
Respect us.
It's like butter chicken, not curry. This is good. You see, this is why you must warm things up. This is why people invented the microwave. You can't have cold curry.
I want to try and twist Roseanne McKenzie's arm here. Try it cold, babes. Try it cold. Give me an honest assessment of that.
Oh, my word. This is like ice cold. Selfs die bak is koud.
Alles is koud daar. Taste the cold curry.
No.
Come on.
No, but it's not good.
The flavor is so nice. It's so detailed and intense.
Nope. It reminds you of a time of load shedding, doesn't it? Basically,
yeah,
because that's the kind of stuff that happens during load shedding. You have leftovers.
You guys are all wrong.
No. Okay. Finally.
Yes.
The braai. Leftover braai meat.
Can we disqualify that, like, just from the beginning? Because there shouldn't be leftover braai meat.
I mean, I hear you.
Because at night as well, like at 3 o'clock in the morning, you know, someone's gonna sneak around and finish the rest of the braai meat.
Okay, let's do it. Let's imagine in fantasy land, somehow there was leftover braai meat one time. I know it's never happened before, but let's pretend like we can imagine what leftover braai meat might be.
Okay.
What's up your board?
I get the choppy here in a sticky wors. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Broom. Okay. Save me, hoe gaan jou leftover braai meat?
That is good. That is so good. Tastes like the smokiness. There's like an ashiness also to it, which I'm not mad at.
Ryan sent us this.
Kijk, ek gaan sommer inspring vroegtydig en vir julle sê dat daar's niks beter as skaap choppies binne in 'n blikbak die volgende dag na braai nie. Niks nie. Niks wen dit nie. Ek gee nie om wat die res van die wêreld sê nie. Maar braai vleis in daai blikbak die volgende dag is die beste.
Ryan, I'm glad you said that, because guess what I have?
Oh, never, Rob.
Darcy blikbak.
Nee. You are so dramatic, dude.
In the metal tin.
Still cold. I know.
Metal tin cold from the fridge, the way it should be if you're having leftover braai. En hier is 'n stukkie skaap choppie nee. En dit is die lekkerste ding in die wêreld. This wins hands down.
Die fakie.
Joe, we must find a way where leftover braai can become a real thing.
Well, you need to hide it the night before, basically. That's what you must do. Hide your braai vleis. Hide your braai vleis. Hide your children. Hide your wives.
Ryan, I'm eating it out of the blikbak, my bro. This is the way life should be. I'm happy to admit I was wrong. I came up strongly for cold curry.
Yes.
I said leftover pizza is a great thing to have. It's braai. It's always been braai.
Hands down.
It's altijd braai.
Nee, maar always braai. Ik doe nog mijn sommetjes hier.
Doen jij?
But I can tell you braai is won by a long stretch. A long stretch. And you know what lost the worst? Is pizza, curry.
What?
You liar.
Yeah, bro. We have a very important result to announce. Stop
we
laughing.
Really do.
These are important scientific investigations.
I'm glad we've done our bit for the scientific community today.
Yes.
Trying to rank the greatest leftovers of all time. Sue het gevra wie het gebraai. Ons weet nie.
En gee ons om.
I don't.
Nee.
Daar's hy, precies. I have no idea who braai this meat. No. They've done a good job though.
Yes.
Baie lekker gewees. Do you want the results?
Absolutely, Rob.
Okay. We ranked pizza, curry and braai according to the taste flavor out of 10. Texture out of 10 and craveability. How much are you craving it all day when you know it is at home in your fridge? Do you want the results?
Yes, please.
With 41 points, pizza. With 64 points, curry. And with 79 points, the greatest leftover of all time. Asie braai vleisie. I mean, it feels like we've wasted a week because we knew this was going to be the outcome. Every South African knows the answer to this question is braai gewees.
Ja, dit is seker, maar ons moes ook vir die ander kinders 'n kans gekry het om te speel en ek is bly ons kon die verskeidenheid bietjie sampel.
I've got a feeling Roz is a bit gnar that pizzas came below curry in this vote.
I am. Because that cold curry, yeah.
But you know what the surprising thing is as well, that like first we were looking for the best excuse to party. And then it was braai.
He said
now we're looking for.
Oh no, he's having more cold curry.
That's so good.
No,
guys, come on.
No, stop it.
Don't
Why
do
is
it.
Everyone judging us here. Almal fra hier op die oomblik. Shanty, is it cold curry?
No, not at all. Sounds absolutely terrible. Wat is fout met almal?
What did that other guy say? I want better for you, Rob. So do I.
Hi, Rob and Rose. Luiso, wat ons gewoonlik doen is met van die braai wat oorbly, die volgende dag, ons het 'n voedselverwerker. Dan chop ons daai stukkie steak lekker fyn op, meng dit met mayonnaise, op 'n toebroodjie, dis die beste ding. Dankie, bye.
You lost me there with the mayo. I'm willing to do a lot of things for love. I won't do steak with mayonnaise.
Or
Burian mayonnaise.
No. Nee. Mayonnaise behoort nie by 'n Suid-Afrikaanse braai nie.
If there's leftover chicken, yes. Especially if someone brought like the breast of a chicken, then you can do that.
Who's bringing a chicken breast to a bar?
Never a truer word has been spoken. Never. Don't be the person who brings chicken to the bride.